This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Saturday, the 9th of November. Good morning from Broadcasting House in London, from me, Alan Smith, and our studio manager, Ben Martin. Elizabeth Rizzini is standing by with the shipping bulletin. She'll be here in a minute. And after news briefing and prayer for the day, we're invited to embrace imperfection and the beauty of life's everyday moments. That's in Something to Declare at 6:15. But first, there's a new investigation starting on Monday.
I'm Zoe Kleinman, the BBC's technology editor, and in this new series for Radio 4, I meet the moderators trying to manage the worst excesses of the internet.
The content sticks with you. The hardest part of content moderation, in my view, is the images of things that have really happened.
And explore the impact this job has on those who do it.
Sometimes after even just a few weeks or months of viewing this content day in, day in and out, they started to develop long-term mental health consequences.
The moderators with me, Zoe Kleinman, next Monday to Friday afternoon at 1:45 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now let's cross to the BBC Weather Centre and Elizabeth.
Thank you, Alan. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, 9th of November. The general synopsis at midnight. High in northwest Trafalgar, 1026, slow moving, intensifying 1030 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at 0, south at 0, 40s Cromarty. Southerly or southeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Viking and south at 0, and 3 elsewhere. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger. Southeast, veering southwest later, 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Fisher, southeast 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, North Biscay. Southeasterly at first in German Bight and Humber, otherwise variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. South Biscay, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, perhaps thundery at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. South or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery in Fitzroy, fog patches developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southeast, veering south 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Fastnet. Occasional drizzle, then rain later, fog patches later in Fastnet. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in Fastnet. Shannon. South or southeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southeast, veering south or southwest, then west later in Rockall, 4 to 6. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches in Rockall. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Rockall and poor elsewhere. Bailey, southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in west. Occasional rain with fog patches at first, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. Fair Isle, Faroes. South or southeast, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first and 6 later. Drizzle, then rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Southeast Iceland. Northeasterly at first in far northwest, otherwise southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6. Rain, fog banks until later. Moderate to very poor, becoming moderate or good later. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. South, southeast, 5, mist, 4 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Stornoway. South by east, 4, 16 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Lerwick. South, 5, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Lucas, west, 1, mist, 2 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Bridlington, east by south, 3, 1023, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south 2, 5 miles, 1023. Jersey, northeast by east 1, recent drizzle, 1 mile, 1021, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 4, 1022. Scilly Automatic, southeast by south 3, mist, 5 miles, 1020, now rising. Valentia, southeast 3, 9 miles, 1018, now rising. Ronald's Way, east 3, mist, 4 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Malinhead, southeast by east 4, 5 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Saturday, 9th of November. General situation. High pressure over Europe and low pressure over the North Atlantic will continue to bring a predominantly southeasterly airflow to the United Kingdom through Saturday. Conditions will remain largely settled, although the cloud will be thick enough to give a little drizzle in places. Clearer conditions will then arrive into the north and west on Sunday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4 until later in west, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle in east, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southeasterly, varying southwesterly later 3 to or 4, occasionally 5 in north, becoming variable at 2 at times in south. Occasional drizzle, becoming fair later, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast, varying southwest later 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East becoming variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Variable 3 or less, becoming westerly 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Variable but mainly northeasterly at first, 3 or less, increasing 4 at times. Occasional drizzle, becoming fair later. Moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Occasional drizzle, then fair. Moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeasterly at first in east, otherwise easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4. Drizzle at times. Moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or southeasterly, varying southerly later, 3 or 4, occasionally 2 in east. Drizzle at times, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or southeast, 2 to 4, varying south or southeast, 3 to 5. Fair until later in north, otherwise occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less in Morecambe Bay and Solway Firth, but elsewhere southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in north. Rain or drizzle at times later, moderate or good. Isle of Man. East or southeast 2 to 4, veering south or southeast 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle later, moderate or good, becoming moderate or poor later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in south and 6 in north, occasional drizzle, then rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly or southeasterly, 2 to 4, veering southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southeasterly, veering southerly or southwesterly later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in west, decreasing 3 at times close inshore. Drizzle at times, then rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4 until later near Sutherland. Otherwise, south or southeast 3 to 5, veering south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Shetland Isles, south or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. That completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Elizabeth. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Saturday, the 9th of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. The veteran Democrat politician Nancy Pelosi has suggested Joe Biden's late exit from the US presidential race may have cost the party the election. The first recipients of an award for emergency service workers who die in the line of duty have been announced. And in sport, the All Blacks have brought Ireland's three-year run of home wins to an end. The senior US Democrat Nancy Pelosi has partly blamed President Biden for the party's election loss, suggesting they would have fared better if he'd pulled out of the race sooner. The former Speaker of the US House of Representatives is said to have played a key role in convincing Mr. Biden to end his re-election bid. But she told the New York Times the Democrats could have used more time to choose his replacement. The party has been reflecting on what happened after Kamala Harris lost to Donald Trump. Speaking last night, her running mate Tim Walz told supporters it had been hard to lose, but that he'd never felt more motivated.
We're going to have to work a little harder. We're going to have to fight a little harder. We're going to have to organize a little harder. But I'm here to tell you today to tell you this. We can do it. No, that's the wrong one. We will do it, and we'll do it together. We will do it.
At least 16 people have been killed in an explosion at a railway station in western Pakistan. The blast happened in Quetta, the capital of Balochistan province. The Metropolitan Police is to be investigated over its handling of allegations of abuse against the former Harrods owner, Mohammed Al-Fayed. The Met has referred itself to the Independent Office for Police Conduct after two women made complaints about the quality of the police response. Our correspondent Daniel De Simone has been looking at a statement from the force.
What they've revealed is that obviously we've known that they've been reviewing all of these claims, but that two of the women have made complaints about how their claims were handled. One of them in 2013 is complaining that how that information became public about her case. And the force is saying that although it can't change the past, it's going to transparently review any failings.
Customers of a UK-based DNA testing firm, which appears to have unexpectedly ceased trading, say they're worried about what will happen to the sensitive data they handed over. Atlas Biomed used saliva samples to profile people's unique genetic makeup, including their likely ancestry and predisposition to certain illnesses. But users are no longer able to access their online reports, and the BBC has been unable to contact the company. Hundreds of thousands of former university students are being urged to check if they're eligible to reclaim some of their student loan repayments. Recently released figures from the student